Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Maggie Ball for about maybe 15 minutes or so. What's up with Maggie about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about? And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Cody. How are you? Well, pretty good.
I've been waiting for this interview for a long time. So let's not waste every minute and
let's get to it.
Bring on the incredibly talented Miss Maggie Ball to the show. Hey, Maggie, how are you?
I'm great. I am so happy to be here. I know it's been so long, but I'm so grateful that we got to do this.
We are so honored to have you, Maggie.
Oh.
I have wanted you on the show for literally years. So I'm so glad that you took time to do this today.
Me too. I'm really glad that you guys wanted me too. Are you kidding me? I mean, you guys are literally the sweetest.
Well, I thank you for that. Just to kind of jump right into things real quick, I wanted to ask, because I know we don't have that much time, I wanted to ask, my first question to you is, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Wait, I'm sorry. My connection is horrible. What did you say?
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you end up, what would it be?
I'd probably end up back at Tortuga. I loved playing that show, and it was so incredible, and I'm crossing my fingers I get added to the bill again next year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, this is another fun question I had for you. If you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
That is such a great question. So I actually have thought about that a million times, and I don't really know because music is my entire life, and I actually started playing violin when I was 6, but my mom told me that I asked for a violin when I was 2 years old. So music has really been in my life. I love working with ESD kids and kids with special needs. And if I wasn't doing the whole big music artist entertainer thing, I probably would be in music therapy and treating patients through that.
Nice.
You'll use the music therapy, you know, because it makes a lot of people feel awesome.
Well,
exactly.
True, it does. I agree.
So I probably would have done that, but music has been my life 100%, so.
Now, I know we talked about this a little bit off air, but considering how prominent you are on social media, how has it affected your career thus far?
I think the social media has really benefited me when it comes to talking to my fans. They're so amazing, and I just really couldn't do it without them. So I feel like social media has really made me connect with them and really understand their story and how much I can help with my music and how much they really help me.
Every time I get on social media, specifically Instagram, there's always something you're posting, and it's just great. It's just great to me how sweet you are to your fans. It's great.
Well, I told you I seriously can't do this without them. So I want to be as good to them as they are to me.
You know, and that's one thing I love about the country music industry. I mean,
yeah.
From the fans to the artists to the radio guys, we all support each other, and
that's why country music is so amazing.
And that's a big reason why I love country music as much as I do, and why I started the show, because a biggie in country music for 4 years to the show like I've been,
mm-hmm.
I see it firsthand that everybody supports everybody in pretty much anything they do.
Yeah, exactly. Country music has been absolutely incredible, and everyone is so supportive, and there's never a competition. That's why I'm super grateful that I was asked to play Songs for Jets, because they're just like that.
You know, and speaking of Songs for Jets, let's talk about that a second. I've been a Songs for Jets fan for maybe a couple of years, and as a matter of fact, I've had several girls from Songs for Jets on the show, and
really,
and I have so much respect for
Nina Stone.
They're
terrific. We also had Chloe Gilligan, and
Kelly Bachman. We've had several people.
Yeah.
And
Tracy Strahan. And Michelle Pereira.
And
we're having Jennifer Lutz this Tuesday.
And I have so much respect for what those ladies are doing in the industry. At a time where maybe women aren't being played as much on the radio as they used to be.
Right,
I have so
I
much respect for what they're doing.
Well, I think females rule the entire world, so.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up because on this show, we probably play and talk to maybe a 95% females.
Yeah, right.
I'm a big supporter of the women in country music. Both me and Craig are actually big supporters of the women in country music, and I'll be honest with you, y'all don't get enough respect in my opinion.
No, they don't.
Y'all just don't get enough respect and I will do everything in my power to change that.
Oh, well, you're the sweetest.
But look at what just came out today, Maggie. Did you hear that Carrie Underwood will be doing a tour next year with two women groups, Maddie and Tay and Runaway June?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yes. How do you feel that women's music and country music industry is slowly increasing for the better?
I feel like they're slowly changing the conversation, which is exactly the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, I wanted to ask you this, and this is probably one of my last questions. When everything is said and done with your career, 30, 40
mm-hmm.
years down the road, what kind of impact or a legacy would you like to leave on the country music industry?
I want to leave the fact that when I tour, when I'm like 100 years old, that everyone knows who I am. Just like Johnny Cash. He passed away, but everyone knows who he is. And I think that's important.
I think if you're 100 years, it'll be a little bit easier for all the fans to catch you. Well, and they definitely will pan a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hilarious. So,
yes,
as a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
I think it's my fans. Seriously, I seriously cannot do anything without them, and so they're a huge inspiration to my career.
That is cool. And I know a little birdie told me that you're officially moving to Nashville soon.
I did. I actually already moved 2 months ago.
Oh, nice. Have you gotten a chance to play out anywhere besides the listening room and places like that?
I've played Wild Horse a few times during CMA Fest, and that has been so fun. But I mainly keep Nashville as my workplace, and then I go and tour out of other states.
So, when you do play in Nashville, what are some of your favorite places to play?
I would say Wild Horse is so fun. And then I'm super excited to play The Listening Room on Monday.
And that's Song
cool.
Suffrage show is going to be a blast. We will be watching on Periscope.
Oh, well, good.
Absolutely.
I'm glad.
Just like every week. I mean, I've really missed a Song Suffrage Periscope show in probably 2 years. I've rarely ever missed one in about 2 years.
Aw.
Yeah. Meg, let me ask you something.
So,
do any of your prior shows have stood out? What are the most memorable shows that you can think of that you've done in the last year?
I really would have to say Tortuga. That show was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. And I've never played a festival like that before. And so it was incredible.
Well, do you think you'll play there again in the future?
You know, and
do you think you'll play there again in the future?
Oh my gosh, I hope so.
I hope so too.
Tortuga is a pretty huge festival too. I mean, it's a bunch of great people have played that stage, and I think just to kind of wrap up here, here a second. What's up next for you? I mean, music-wise, what's next for you?
I have an EP coming out, hopefully by the end of this month.
That's
and
cool.
So it's called I
Did
It For The Fans.
And I tell all my guests this, I will play pretty much anything of yours on the show that I can get my hands on. I will play it for you.
Well, I will definitely, once it comes out, I shall have my manager email you the MP3s so you can play it. I'm so happy.
Awesome. Because I feel like because I feel like as a radio host, I feel like it's in my job description to play the music for you guys and help get your voices heard, you know.
No.
So Maggie, what is this next year, from 2018 to 2019, hold for you? What are you looking to achieve?
Well, I'm hoping just to perform out as much as I can. I am with William Morris, and they have been such great guys over there. So I would just say touring and putting out new music.
I would love to see you up here in New York City. I know that you were up in New York State in Jordan, and Katie Kopp, who's also been on the show and is also your friend, was there. And I was just dying to be there, but it was a few hundred miles away. So I hope that you end up coming to New York City to perform at the Opry stage at the Rockwood Music Hall, which is going to have Cam. So trust me, I await your debut in the Big Apple. I hope so too.
Well, next time I have a New York show, I would definitely let you know.
Awesome.
Yes,
hey,
I will be happy to send you a list of venues if we ever get a chance to do so.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, thank you so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Maggie, is there any, with 2 minutes left, is there anything that you would like to say that hasn't been discussed before?
You guys are the sweetest, and I really appreciate you guys taking up your time to talk with me.
Absolutely. You know, and you are always more than welcome back on the show anytime you want to come back on, okay?
Aw.
So I think we're going to I'll let you go and let you get to that that family dinner that you were talking about earlier. But I'll definitely be talking to you on social media, okay?
Oh, of course. Well, thank you so much. You guys rock.
Oh, thank you, Maggie. Enjoy tonight.
All right, bye.
I'll see you later, Maggie, okay? Bye.
Right, bye.
That was fun.
Yes, Maggie is such a sweetheart. I'm just grateful that we were able to speak to her. Sometimes short, but very sweet.
Yep, that was probably one of the quickest interviews I've ever done.
There are interviews at last 15.
Doing the show. It's one
there
of
are interviews
at
last
15.
Oh, you know what?
I do remember, though, one time I only had 10 minutes with somebody. He wasn't an artist, but I only had 10 minutes with him. So.
You know what? Sometimes two minutes can still last a lifetime. It's quality, not quantity.
Absolutely. So, what do we have coming up next week on the show, buddy?
Next Tuesday is the one and only Jenna Paulette. We've also been waiting to interview for so long.
We have.
I think next Thursday we also have Mackenzie Kenry from American Idol, who's been really starting to make a scene in Florida in terms of getting she's more popular, playing more shows, and I do think we're going to see her in the future in country music today. So we're having...
I agree completely.
Next interview. Yes.
Because I don't want to end this right now. What are your plans for the rest of the week and weekend?
On Friday I'm going to I'm going to Ohio to see Jess Kelly Adams, who's another singer songwriter, and she will be opening for.
I
hope that we will have her on the show in the months to come, and I do believe we will. And she will be opening for one and only Aaron Sterling.
I thought we already had Jess Kelly on the show about a month or so ago, I thought.
No, we didn't. She canceled. She can't because she's waiting for her music. She's waiting to have her music.
That's right. I forgot completely. Yeah. So.
But I'm confident that we will have her in the months to come. If not this season, then next year we will.
Oh yeah, and I've got my a national trip in September, so
yes,
it's gonna be fine. As a little early birthday present to myself, on September 5th, I will be seeing Delta Ray at the Basement in Nashville.
I've never seen them before. They're a big up and coming group.
They really are.
What day is that?
The 5th, that's on a Wednesday, I think.
Thursday. I know Mary Cutter's show is then, and then Jammin' and Jammies, and also that Thursday night Savannah Price is playing at the Wild Horse. So you have a tough choice to make.
Yeah. I may see a Delta Raid, then I might scoot over to Mary Cutter's round.
Mary Cutter's on the 6th. Delta Race on the 5th.
Yeah. I may scoot over to that, and then I may scoot to a new round. It's called Oh My God, I'm a Songwriter. Megan Barker hosts it, and Mary hosts that one, and Megan Barker hosts Jammin' and Jammies. So
yes.
Those are two great rounds that are pretty high on my priority list to see.
Yes. They just wish they weren't on the same night.
They're not, actually.
I thought Mary's show and Megan's show were both on Thursday night.
But Mary's Wednesday night and Megan's on Thursday.
Oh, I didn't realize that they were different nights. Well, that is good. So then you could get to see both.
Yep, exactly. Let me see. So, what are you doing this weekend?
I just said I was going to see Just Kelly Adams in Ohio.
Oh, duh, duh, that's right. So, I think I'm gonna let you go and kind of wrap things up here, okay, buddy?
All right. Have a good weekend, Cody. I'll speak to you next week.
I'll talk to you Tuesday, buddy.
Hope you do. Goodbye.
Hey, Craig, before you go, buddy, oh, crap. Never mind. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Maggie Ball. Like Craig said, Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have somebody that I've wanted on the show for a long time, a lovely Miss Jenna Paulette. Now, me and Jenna have been pretty close on Twitter for months, and I'm just so excited to finally be able to get to talk with her. And then of course y'all know about my initial trip on September 5th to see a Delta Ray, and then the 7th on my birthday, and I've got some pretty major things brewing in regards to this Nashville trip. I can't exactly reveal on air just yet what it is. Of course, if you follow me on social media, it's blasted all over social media, so you'll probably find out. But if everything goes according to the way I'm hoping it will, it will open a ton of doors for me for this radio show and hopefully more red carpet stuff in the future. I will say this though. This Nashville trip is kind of a business trip mixed with a little bit of taking in a few shows, but it's mainly a business trip. And there's another prominent person in the industry that wants to hang out with me while I'm in Nashville, so I get to kind of pick their brains about radio and about broadcasting and what they do and when this person reached out to me, I genuinely could not believe it. When they said, "Hey, let's hang out," I'm like, "Are you actually serious right now?" I mean, it's epically mind blowing. That makes any sense to y'all. I never thought I would be in the same room with this person, let alone probably 10 feet, probably 5 feet from him. Anyway, it's going to be so much fun. So that is September 5th through like the 8th or 9th or something. As I told Craig earlier, I'll probably catch Mary Cutter, Oh My God, I'm a Songwriter round, and also Megan Barker's Jammin' and Jammies. Now, I have not met Megan in person just yet, this will hopefully be the first time that I've seen Mary in probably over a year, and it's going to be tears will be shed. I can probably guarantee you that tears will be shed. And along with that, Nashville trip in September, I will be coming back to Nashville October 15th for the Kickma Awards, which the final nominations for those awards came out today. Let's see, we had Danielle Haskell, Cody Prevost, Michael Stover of MTS Management, Jennifer Malott, Celeste Kellogg, several people that I either know personally or I follow them on social media. And my girl Brooke, who runs the K-Dub Fan Club. She was nominated in the Fan Club of the Year, Fan Club of the Year category. The Kickma Awards will be at the Palace Event Center in Antioch, Tennessee. Well, it's Nashville, basically. It's Antioch Park, but anyway. They will be October 15th. They get started at around 4 Central, I think, maybe. Something like that. Doors open around 4. It's a 500-seat venue. And from what I can tell, tickets are either close to being sold out or totally sold out. So it's going to be fun. And your boy is co-hosting. And I've already got kind of a jab at my buddy Kevin for kind of opening the book kind of thing. I've got sort of a jab, friendly jab at him. It's going to be so much fun. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. Keep listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.